Om Shanti and good morning.
Today is the day of powerful yoga. And you're going to learn very many tips, methods, yuktis to how to make our stage powerful. So a very warm welcome again to this morning's very special session. And we have with us a very special speaker. His name is Brother Nanda. He comes from Malaysia. And he's very long in Gyan, more than 35 years. And we're very fortunate because he is a professional corporate trainer, a very proficient speaker, and very proficient in this topic of yoga experimentation, experiences, soul consciousness, and so on. And he is also very talented, how should I say, brother? He has a string of many degrees in psychology, in alternative medicine, even in engineering. And he has also spent time in researching and also experimenting on the topic of yoga and soul consciousness and so on. So without further ado, let us wave one hand to welcome our speaker. Thank you so much. And the topic today is? Do you know what's the topic today? Making powerful efforts for soul consciousness and yoga experiences. So, thank you, Brother Nanda, for being with us here today. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sister Celia. Om Shanti, good morning. I prefer to stand when I speak. And before we start, I want to do a simple experiment. I would like you to look at me or look at somebody at the side, anywhere, not necessarily side by side. Use your soul conscious vision. Could you just look at somebody, either me or anybody, and look at them? No, not look at them as a soul. That's not what I'm saying. Not look at the other person as a shining light. That's not what I mean. I'm saying, can you consider yourself to be a soul and look at the other person? You get what I'm saying? See, normally what we do, we will see the other person as a light on the forehead. I think that's what most of us do. Am I right? I'm not sure. Do you do that? Good. Forget that. Can you consider yourself to be a soul? And then now look at the other person. Can you please try it now? Just try. See anywhere you like. Turn your head anywhere. Look at me, turn side, anywhere. But just maintain second, after 1 second, another second. I'm not asking you to give drishti to each other. What I'm asking you to do is look at the other person, you experiencing yourself as a soul and looking out through the eyes. Good, let's stop. Now, try it differently. Now, I want you to try it this way. Watch what I'm doing. I want you to put your hands... Okay, I'm going to just put it here. I'm going to ask you to put your hands like this. And now, look at me or look at the person around you. Is there a difference? Now look, as a soul, you are a soul, and look out through this hole of these two hands together. Take it out. Now let go of your hand. Is there a difference? Now let's put it together again. Now let it go. Is there a difference? For some of you, there could be a difference. What's the difference? It feels different. Right? When we do this, it feels as if you are looking out through a hole. Right? That's because your other senses has been shut. Only the eyes is mainly functioning. But when you remove your hands, all your other five senses are starting to come together. And so your soul conscious vision has become a little diluted. So now my question is, are you able to maintain like this, without this, the same feeling? No need to answer me. You don't have to answer me, but you need to think. See, this is the hole, right? And I did this. The hand was the hole. But if I remove it, the hole is still there. The eye sockets are the hole. Which means we should still be able to maintain the same kind of vision. But because the five senses kicks in, so it gets diluted. Now this practice is called the charioteer. 9th of December 1989, Murali, I would like you to read that. Abhyat Brahma Baba's main effort was to consider himself the charioteer of this chariot, because Shiv Baba's order, Shiv Baba had to become the charioteer of Brahma Baba's chariot. So Shiv Baba was teaching Brahma Baba how to be the charioteer. So this is the first practice of deep soul consciousness. Now if you look at today's Murali, the first Srimad, what is the first Srimad? It's been going on for years. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember Baba. I'm going to add a few more things because the last few months of Murali, Baba is being something, saying something else. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember Baba in the three forms. See, that is number one priority for Brahmins. However, because it takes effort, the sanskar deep inside us tends to deceive us by saying, I'm okay doing this. So therefore, practicing this must be the utmost, ultimate effort. Now why I'm saying this? The reason is, my job is a professional trainer, just to let you know a little bit. When I go to people, especially in huge companies, corporate companies, I tell them straight at their face, you are not productive. You can make more money, you can make more profit if your methods are correct. The same thing applies here. If the accurate method is adopted here, the fruit is instant. However, most of us, because of layers and layers and layers of bondage, burdens of sins of many years, it's difficult to practice the soul conscious stage. So we go into the next stage, which is having lots of bhavana feelings of love without soul consciousness. I'm going to test you, ask you a question. When you sit in Baba's room, don't answer me. Some of you tend to look at Brahma Baba's picture and just talk, right? But you may not be, I might be wrong, it's not for majority of you, just for maybe some of us. You might be just talking to Brahma Baba or Bab Dada without even considering yourself to be a soul. But Baba loves us so much. Definitely he will have to give the return. And so once in a while or sometimes you might suddenly have a great experience of yoga. True, many of us had. But just imagine, if the method was accurate, don't you think the result will be instant? Correct? Now think carefully. Something to think about. A little bit of tweaking and adjustment, a little bit of adjustment in the way we make effort to get an instant return, wouldn't that be good? This is something we need to do. So today I've got lots to share. So I'm going to give you a list of things which I'm going to share so that you know the agenda and you know how to prioritize and focus. Number one, I'm going to give you the charioteer. Number two, I'm going to tell you a very, very deep secret about rewriting sanskars. Number three, I'm going to tell you a special formula, especially at Amrit Vela. I'm going to also share a little bit about bodiless stage. There are many methods and techniques you might already have. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to give you an idea of how it can be done. I'm going to show you that. Number three, Baba's Milan. Avyat stage. Now this is so important. I'm going to tell you on that. And number seven, relationships with Baba. So hopefully in this 1 hour or 45 minutes, hopefully I can share all these things with you. All right? Do you have any questions over? Are you okay? All right. Thank you, sister. Yeah. You like to ask something? Sister, you like? No. Okay. Good. Okay. So, the first thing I would like you to do is to practice being a charioteer. Now, what I want you to do now next is, now that you know that you can actually sit behind the eyes and look out through the eyes. Now, raise both your hands. Just look at it. I want you to feel that your hands are very far from you and the hands are just attached to you. They are not you. Can you please feel that? You can bring it closer. Far, move it around, just feel it, turn it. Am I this? Can you feel that you are, I'm far, I'm not this, I'm different? That is called detachment from the body. So very first practice you could do is when you eat, when you pick up, this is your homework later for lunch, not homework, lunchtime work. When you scoop, your hand is moving towards your mouth. Can you see? I'm not the hand. It's moving. It goes into my mouth. The food gets swallowed. Now I'm going to say something. Listen carefully and see whether it makes sense to you. Listen carefully. This is how I eat. A scoop. I put the food into my mouth. Now listen carefully and see whether it makes sense. The food is moving under me. Is that correct? Think carefully. The food that I just swallowed is moving under me. Is it moving under me? Is it moving under my legs? No. Think carefully. What am I saying? Where am I? The food is moving under me. What does that mean? That's the feeling of a charioteer. Make this pakka. Detachment. Detachment from the body. Baba used to teach me this when I was 20 years old, when I was in the university all by myself. No center was he, no senior. For the first 6 months of my life, I've never set foot into the center. I have no one to help. So I used to sit at Amrit Vela and say, better teach me. How do I become detached? And I'll say, I'll take the coffee at Amrit Vela, 4 a.m. and say, Baba, I'm going to drink the coffee. How do I drink? So it so happened, when I pour the coffee, I just felt the coffee just dropped inside my stomach. Then I felt, wow, Baba's teaching me something. Baba used to teach me for the next 6 months. And I didn't take the proper course. So when I went to the center, they start to query me. They start to investigate. Who are you? Have you taken the course? I actually lied. I said I took the course, but I never took the course. So Baba was my friend, was teaching like this, very deep charioteer stage. Now the next work you could do, if you're sweeping the floor, your hand is moving. I'm not moving. I'm making the hand move. So Baba used to tell this in some Sakar Murli, where he used to do like this. Especially in Adidev, or some Dadis have said, Baba used to do work, he used to do the cow dung, but he used to say, my hands are doing this. So exactly what Baba said, this is the chariot stage. Now why you must do this? Because that's the priority, that's number one, everything else is number two. Now once you have tried this, it's not enough. Why? Because what you are doing is your own effort. Then there's another deep secret. So now I've taught you a technique. Let's create a formula. I've created a technique. T. Let's call it T. T stands for technique. Alright? How do you make this technique permanent? How do you make this technique a gift from God? That's what I used to ask Baba. I used to ask Baba at Amritwala, can you make this permanent for me? Anytime I call it must come, like Aladdin's genie. That's the memorial. You call it, it will come. So I used to ask Baba, how do you do it? So, at Amritwala, this was my first year practice. So I'm just sharing with you the beginning stages of how Baba's blessing was so powerful. So I used to sit here and say, Baba, I am going to practice this charioteer stage now. Your work, make it permanent for me. So at Amritwala, I'll practice 3 minutes. Baba, thank you. Let's practice it again, Baba. Practice it again. Again, what is that? So I will stand, Baba, I'm going to walk. I'm going to take the broom, Baba. I'm going to test this. I'm going to test that. I'll wake up early, 2 a.m. 2 to 3 is my practice. 3 to 4, something else. 4 to 5, sit in front of Baba. It becomes permanent. You know how it becomes permanent? So T is the technique. Make it permanent. B, let's call it B. Blessings. Blessings are the way to make it permanent. Remember, our own effort is impossible to change ourselves. God is the one who makes it permanent. So make it into a blessing. So now once the Amritwala finishes, something magical happens. Do you know what happens? As I walk out from everywhere, just go for coffee, tea, whatever. So I'm walking, after 5-10 minutes, the thought will come. Hey, you forgot something. That's called blessing. You forgot something. Hey, you're drinking the coffee. Have you forgotten how to drink it? That is the mother. God as the mother reminding the child. Hey, have you forgotten? Do you think Baba lets you go just like that? Baba is unlimited. Baba loves us so much that He cannot let us go. If you just know this secret and claim that blessing is like the mother nagging the child at every point saying, you've forgotten, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, you better do this. Keeps coming back. And last, let's call it S, strengthening. I'm going to call this formula T, B, S. I don't know. Tamil, please make your own. Spanish, make your own formulas. What's T? T stands for? Any technique. Not the technique I'm teaching you. Any technique that you create. Anything. You and Baba. What's B? make it permanent at Amritwela, where the teacher, the supreme teacher, has come to teach you, give the blessings by the Satguru, and the father says, I'm going to watch you throughout the day. Make it permanent. It's a gift. Every day is a gift. Every day you can claim gifts. In bhakti, it's remembered that when you get a gift from Shiva, it becomes imperishable. Even Shiva himself cannot remove the blessing. That's the memorial, which means once you claim it, it's for the whole cycle. Technique, blessings, strengthen it by practicing it. By practicing it, strengthening it, the father is so happy. Now comes the role of the father and the mother. Throughout the day is father and mother. So right at the morning, the teacher is teaching you, you are discussing with the teacher, this is my technique, what do you say? I'm going to practice it, please correct me, please touch me, this. The Satguru is so happy. Great, I'm going to give you an extra blessing. Do you know what blessings do? I'm sure you know. No need to answer. I'm sure you know. Blessings has got great power to break the bondages and burdens of sin that is blocking us from making effort. Can you see? Some of us can't make effort because of our bondages. So when there's this blessings, it breaks it. And so the technique which I learned becomes so easy. And then we go into the third letter, strengthening, where the father and mother is like watching and say, amazing, you are my child, you are my child. Great, go. Support, help. So by doing this, it becomes a gift to you. Baba is innocent, Lord. Bolanath. You can take any gift from Baba. I've cheated Baba many times. Seriously, in a nice way. I will tell Baba, on 18 January, I've got something so special that it keeps coming back. I said, Baba, look, from January 1st up to January 17, I have made so much effort. You better give me this gift which I want on the 18th. Do you think Baba will give? You try. You can try any time. So it happened. I said, Baba, whenever I call you, even if my stage is very bad, the moment I say, Mera Baba, from my heart, you must appear with your two eyes in front, giving me such powerful drishti, empowering me within minutes and bring my stage up again. Can you give me this? It happened. Baba will give you anything. That's what he has come for. The problem is, we are not using Baba. We are just trying to remember the point. Baba is not the point. Baba is the ocean. Baba is the relationship. Each relationship is so deep. Okay. One more secret before we practice one more. If you were to consider yourself to be a soul now and remember Baba with love, is there anything you are getting immediately? Yes or no? Thank you. But no need to answer. Definitely yes. The next question, what did you get? Don't feel like I got anything. I just remembered with love. I just had some nice feeling inside here because the soul is not here. The feeling is here, but because the chemicals drop down here, you feel the feelings to be here. That's why we always say like this. She felt some nice feeling. Is that the return? Do you think that's the return? Do you think Baba is so limited? What happened? Now think carefully. Consider yourselves to be a soul and you sat and remembered Baba with such intensity, with love for just 3 minutes. Did anything happened or has anything happened to you? What happened? Forgot to ask. What Baba says? Even 2 minutes is like 2 years, right? Have you heard that? 2 minutes of confluence age is like many years, right? Can you link that? What just happened? Now let me give you an example. Let's say we are now in Copper Ridge. Let's put it down at 40th birth of the Copper Ridge. So you are going on with life, don't know where you are living, maybe in Bharat, you are going on. And so you come across many people. That's 2,000 years back. Let's go back. Let's stop that. Scene 1. Scene 2. Come back to confluence age. Now you have remembered Baba and you've got that blessings from Baba when you remembered him with love. What happened? Baba just gave you blessing. The blessing is not wasted. It went into you. Can you tell me, will that blessing change your fortune in that coverage? Will it change? It will change your fortune. Of course, the cycle will not change. It will be exact. But your fortune just changed. That means now, scene two, if you go back to that 2,000 years back, you might be in the same situation. But the opportunities, the people, things will be slightly more favorable to you because you have got an extra blessing. Which means it's like an additional 2 years of opportunities, wealth, just coming to you. This is what it means. 2 minutes is like 2 years. The blessing which came is never wasted. It alters the script of the cycle. Of course, it doesn't change. Whatever you have done is what you're going to get. I hope you understand that secret. But that's how it works. So every second of Baba's remembrance is altering many parts of your births in Kali Yuga and Copper Age. Such a deep secret of why 2 minutes is equal to many years in the confluence age. So hope you're okay. All right? Okay, think about it. So your tomorrow's work and later lunch work is what? Charioteer. All right? It's up to you. Just practicing. You can use your own technique. Tomorrow, take one technique. Practice it before you go to bed. Because that shows that you're very serious with Baba. Baba, I am getting ready for my teacher next morning. And the teacher's like, wow, my child is ready, student is ready, I need to be ready. So get ready with that technique. Baba, this is the technique I'm going to practice. This, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this. I'm going to sit in front of you and I'm going to practice it in my mind with you together again and again and again. Throughout the day, STBS. Create your own formulas. Alright, so that's one work you can do. Now, let's go into the bodiless stage. Have you tried the bodiless stage? You have to. Because sanskars don't change if you don't practice bodiless. We are light. You know that. But actually you don't know. Sorry, I'm confusing you. We are light. But can light think? Think carefully. I'm light. Can light actually think? This is not logical. Can light think? Can sunlight think? No, I'm just... Sorry, sister. Light is knowledge. But we are light. We are light. We are very subtle light. Can't be seen. But if I were to compare with the sunlight cannot think. How is it that this light can think? It's next. Thank you. Soul is a light. But if you pick up the soul, it's just light. How does it even think? How does even the mind create thoughts? Amazing, isn't it? Okay, now. Sorry? Thinking power is mind. Good. Never mind, I'll leave that to you. All right? It's a bit deeper. But come up with something, do some research now. Let's try a bodiless technique. All right? Now, imagine you are here, you are light. Let's test it out. Remember, I'm just showing you one of the many, many techniques. All right? So, as long as you get the idea, then you can create your own. Now, would like you to do this. You are here, right? Behind your eyes. Imagine there's a circle of light. Okay? Then there's another smaller circle. Another circle. Another circle. Maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 circle, only visible to your eyes. It's visualization. It doesn't matter, but it can create a powerful effect. Right? Can you imagine what I'm saying? There's one big light. Then there's another smaller light. Another one. Another one. Another one. Just like Shiv Baba's rays, right? You see Shiv Baba's rays in the video, the light comes out. Have you seen the YouTube videos? Shiv Baba's ray keeps coming out. Yeah, round light. So there's round lights around. Would like you to try this. I'm going to do it, and then you see it. I'm going to pull this together. I'm going to contract this light like this, yeah? Okay? I'm here. Light, 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 light. Let's say there's 5 orbs, 5 circles, 6 circles. I'm going to just pull them, shrink it, shrink it, shrink, 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 hold. Let go. Relax. Test it out again. Shrink. No, let me show you first and then you try, okay? Hey, you don't have to do any movement with your hands. There's no need really. But you're just imagining, if you want to, you can. Shrink it, shrink it, shrink it, shrink it. Remember, this is just visualization. But once you get the idea that it is concentrating, deconcentrating. Take a deep breath again. You're just focusing just like that. It's like a heartbeat goes in. And then at one point of time, pull it in, hold. Thoughts are stopped. 2 seconds, thoughts are stopped. I'm not sure what's going to happen if you try that. I have no idea. But I've done it. Since the very beginning of my Brahman life. And from there, because you have taken the first step to become bodiless, do you think the Sadguru is just going to keep watching? Think carefully. I've just taken a first step to become bodiless. And assuming I'm not even doing it correctly. What do you think? My father, my teacher and my Sadguru are going to do. Do you think they're going to just sit and watch at Amritvela? Will they not help you? Definitely Baba's going to help. Baba's going to tweak it for you. No child, do it this way, this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. He's going to make it perfect for you. But you have taken the first step. So this is one technique which I've done. You can try. You can do it your own method. Create your own. Doesn't matter. It's just a technique. Test it out. But we are going to do it right now. Are you okay? Ken? Can we test it out? Don't worry about right or wrong. There's no right or wrong because the teacher tells it is only Baba. Brahmins don't teach Brahmins. We only help cooperate. Good wishes. The teacher is the one who teaches. So just let's try. So what I'm going to do again, all right? So you're going to just shrink it slow. It means take a deep breath, slow breath. And again, take a deep breath. Your focus is here. And your eyes should be visualizing the light shrinking. You getting it? That means watch at the tip of your eyes, at the tip of your eyes, watch this big light out there, and your eyes are watching the corners of the circle, and it's like, testing it out. Don't worry about right or wrong, makes sense or doesn't make sense. Just be innocent and let God touch. Are you okay? Can we try it out? Can? Alright? Good. So let's try. Make yourself very comfortable. If you understand, that's also fine. I used to do it this way. I used to do it. I just go down a bit like a bouncy thing those days. In my beginning years. And I say, Baba, today I'm going to become 50 times bodiless and I'll have a child. I'll come. Of course, not in front of people. People think you're crazy. My mother used to ask me, what are you doing? Mom, becoming bodiless. Why are you becoming bodiless? My mother's in Gyan. My whole family is in Gyan. Why are you becoming bodiless? Mom, I only sleep 4 hours. I'm so tired. I need bodilessness to Baba to support me. I'm working. I'm studying. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I've got no time at the age of 20. Baba has to support me. Okay. So my mother will try to do, but I'm not sure that she really got it right. It's okay. So now, you try it out. Are you okay? Alright? So, you can go like this if you want to, in your own room, any space. Or you can just be seated. Take a deep breath. Again, yeah? Okay, I'm just going to show it to you again. Each time when you take a breath in, slow breath in, it becomes smaller. And then if you can, as the breathing becomes real slow, you can hold it longer. Let's test it out. Are you okay? Can? All right. Okay, so I'm going to, let's try. Try at your own speed for the next 1-2 minutes. Imagine now there are light around you. Let's start together. Imagine now, just imagine there are light around you in whichever shape, round shape, or just like a space. Breathe in a few times and breathe out. Breathe in one more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now let's try. As you breathe in, slowly bring the orb as close as possible. No need to fully close inside. And let go. Again, take a deep breath in slowly. You're concentrating on the forehead. The orbs are coming together. All the 5 orbs of light coming together. Let go. Again, all the 5 orbs of light, circles of light, are coming close on the forehead. Again, do it at your own time, follow your own rhythm. One more time. Let it go. One more time. Pull all together in. Hold it if you can. Hold it for 1 second. Let go. Again, now try to hold it a bit longer. A bit longer. Hold. Let go. Great. For you to experiment. After you do it, you ask Baba, Baba, did I do it correctly? Can we try again? Can you please help me to tweak? Talk to the teacher. We never, never make effort on our own. Waste your time. It's God who's helping. Why do you want to do on your own? It's just tiring. It's God who's helping. So keep Baba with you. Talk, Baba, did I do it correctly? I think I'm doing miserable. Please correct it again. Baba, I'm going to go for a drink. I'm going to come back. Please help me out again. Two. It's you and Baba. So I'm just showing you a technique. Once you get the technique, get the blessings. Do it at Amritwala. Have a plan at Amritwala. What are you supposed to do? And then once you come out of Amritwala, strengthen it throughout the day. Repeat. But remember, night, you need to tell the Supreme Teacher that this is your plan. This is the plan for tomorrow. Could you please help me? Okay? Good. Good. I'm going to tell you the next one. Avyat stage. The Avyat stage, I think, is 11th of April, 1969. Murli. Somewhere there. Should read it. In 69 Murli, the first 5-6 months, the answers are there. Baba's teaching us. Baba's teaching the dadis how to become Avyat. You must read it. So Baba's dadis asking, Baba's telling the dadis, do you want to experience the subtle region with Brahma Baba? Then Baba goes on to say, it is very simple. There's only 2 steps for it. The first step is, learn how to stabilize yourself in the abject form. Number 2, have deep desire to meet Baba. That's the condition. The problem is the number 1 step. The Avyat stage. The Avyat stage is an amazing stage. Baba taught me this when I was 2nd year, when I had some difficulty. I'll just tell you a quick story. It was 17th January 1992. Next day is Brahma Baba's day. So the center I'm in is to organize the whole thing, and I'm supposed to do lots of stuff in the center. And everybody, it's already 11 p.m. at night. And everybody is like washing off their hands. Okay, we are done, they're going off. And they said, okay, Brother Nanda, you just cover everything and finish whatever you can and go back. It's 11 p.m. and you're asking me to do all this. Next day is 18 January, and I'm supposed to be alert in the morning. And I'm supposed to come back at 2 a.m. to open the door. And to start some things. I'm so tired. And I'm complaining to Baba. Baba, you are not fair. I'm not happy with you. I'm just 2 years in Gyan. And you allowed this to happen to me. What am I going to do next day? So by the time I left, it was 11:45. I reached home 12 midnight. 2 a.m. I have to wake up. Come back to center by 2:30. Because I have to start doing the things. So I went 12, just slept off. 2 a.m., the alarm goes off. I'm struggling. I can't walk. I'm just walking to the shower, get my heater on, just showering. Baba, my Amritwala is gone, thanks to you. Very happily, scolding Baba, this is not fair. I did so much effort, is this the right thing? Shower keeps falling and something magical happens. I can't believe. Entire body, only to my eyes. Okay. Maybe it's my imagination. Doesn't matter. It became hollow. It was like light. And my leg was don't know where. And I became so alert. Now remember, this is only my experience. It may not be the complete truth. Please. Okay. It is only for my eyes and for my divine intellect. Please never compare with Didi and Dadi, who's far greater, okay? So hollow, and I thought, why? What is this? I became so alert. So I took my motorcycle, went to the center, and then there I entered the center. I was feeling like I'm some kind of an alien came from somewhere, standing so far from earth, looking at everybody, and I was completely light. Until the Amrit Vela at 5 a.m. finishing, until 6, I was in light. I just kept quiet. And later I asked Didi. He said, good, it's your special experience. But when that happened, it didn't simply happen. Because I took the opportunity to talk to Baba. Baba, can you teach me how to meet you using this method? I was an opportunist. I took the opportunity. And somehow, the moment you ask, it starts flowing. Whatever you ask, it happened. Now, once that became so strong and permanent, now something so special about blessing is you can recall it, you can call it back to come. It's a boon. Once you get it, you can call it back and use it, use it, use it, use it. That's what Baba keeps saying. If I gave you a blessing, you need to use it and use it and use it to make it stronger. Have you heard that? I'm not sure. You have to make it strong. So I used to call it back and use it. And I used to use it every time, especially when I was meeting Pap Dada at Milan's. I'm not sure. I just want to ask you. No need to answer me again. Many of us, maybe because we are new and never met Avyat Bab Dada straight, we are probably thinking we are watching the video. But do you know that Avyat Bab Dada is present there? I'm sure you know this. Avyat Bab Dada's promise to us, I will be there. Now, if Avyat Bab Dada is there, is it not time to experience Avyat Bab Dada? Think carefully, don't waste it. We have 2 days, 3 days. Prepare yourself. And meet Avyat Bab Dada. I'm going to share a few of my experience. It's not the ultimate truth, please. Remember, never compare with other seniors. Mine is just a tiny thing. But you can use it to jump into new experience. Alright? Now, one more question before I go into that. Do you know what's Baba's promise? 6 a.m. every day. Have you read the Murli of the 1980s? Baba says, what you don't know is, at 6 a.m. every day, or whatever time you're reading the Murli, I, the Supreme Teacher, will visit every center. And I will see my children and bless, give them blessing. Now think carefully and see. 7 a.m. today, Sudesh Didi is reading. Do you think the Supreme Teacher paid us a visit today? Do you think he paid us a visit? Think, Evan. Don't answer me. Do you think? Did you catch it? Did you catch that special blessing? Did you catch that special meeting? Or was it just listening to the Murli through Sudesh Didi's mouth? So this is the strength of the relationship. So in the Avyat Milan, we must make sure we use that opportunity to take as much as possible, make it permanent, so that we can again and again summon Baba like Aladdin's genie. That's the story. That is the memorial, Aladdin and his wonderful lamp. You can call the genie, you can call Baba anytime. Okay, so you test this out. So we have done how many tests so far? How many testing experiments? I don't have much time. I don't think I can finish everything. So we're going to do what we did. The chariot, right? We did that. The eyes, looking out the eyes. then some work for you, eating, lunch, whatever. Second, I can't remember. What did we do, please? Bodiless. Was it bodiless? Did we do anything before that? Bodiless. That's just an orb of light. It's up to you. If you want it to become very three-dimensional, you can have like an orb of light all around you, like a big ball, 3D ball. That's even more possible. The next. In the Aviyat stage, you can test this. Light. Just draw a light in your eyes, for your eyes only. There's a light shining bright, pin light, like a fluorescent light around your face. Just imagine it's there. Of course, there's a bulb here. It's a ping pong ball. It's a ball. It's a ball. It's a light ball. And this light ball is floating. That's it. Imagine there's a light. At the corner of your eyes, use the corner of the eyes. Remember, it's just a technique for you to jump start and modify it and make it your own technique. Don't follow mine. It's just a jump start. It's just to begin with. It's a beginning idea. The corner of the eyes. Observe only this light. Only this light. Your focus is on this outer light, but the middle light is also visible as like this. But where's your vision? Only on the... You're not watching this. You're not looking at this. You're looking at... So you're just standing there. Your eyes are like... watching this. And you take a deep breath. It's like you are inside a body of light. Sit like that. And ask Baba, Baba, can you please teach me? Teach me the depth of this. What do I do? How do I do this? How do I do this? Who's your teacher? Baba. Ask Baba to teach you. Baba, I'm doing this because one brother from Malaysia said, I can try this. I'm trying this. Could you make it deeper for me? That's it. Baba teaches you. From there you modify. Baba might give you something else. Suddenly light might spread to your body. I'm not sure. Suddenly the light might just shine all over. It's you and Baba. Now once, remember what you must do. Once you get that experience, then you ask Baba, Baba, I need to make this stronger. Help me throughout the day to strengthen it. I need to maintain this for the next 3 days because I want to meet you at the Milan in this way. Make it like that. So this is how we make these deep practices. Who's teaching you? Baba's teaching. Whose experience? Not mine. I'm just sharing the beginning idea. The experience has been added, modified by Baba for you. So it's yours. And everybody's experience might be unique. So I need to try this throughout the day. Now, let me tell you how I have been for the last few days. So I have been asking, Baba, make this Aviyat stage stronger. So the moment I stand up from Amritvela, the orb of light is just here, so strong. I can feel myself. And I walk out from Baba's room. As I walk, I just feel the wind blowing through me. This is my own experience. Blowing through me, and it's like going through, and I'm piercing through the air. Baba taught me this when I was first year in Gyan. Just 2 more minutes. Let me quickly tell you one story. I had to go to I was in the university and they had to send me to a jungle to study the animals. And I'm in a community of Islamic students. These people chop beef, they are eating all kinds of stuff. And I told Baba, I got no food to eat. I have no choice, I have to go. 4 a.m. I'm sitting at Amritwala in my room and saying, what do I do? Are you going to let me go like this? Nothing happened for 1 hour and I was very disappointed. Because my bus is waiting for a 5 a.m. trip to the jungle. I stood up. Oh my God, body just disappeared. For my eyes only. It's still there. Head was floating. 3 days, my food was just banana. That's it. No hunger. I think my time is up. Is it up? Yeah? Okay. If you have any question, I can't remember. Where did I stop? Doesn't matter. Do you have any question? Oh, still have time? Okay. Oh, really? Okay. I want to share one more thing. Did I finish what I was saying? I can't remember. Banana. And I didn't plan. I just took one banana, which probably had about eight pieces for the next 3 days. And no hunger. Somehow, that bodiless stage that Baba had given was probably so powerful that it is suppressing my hunger hormones and neurotransmitters in the brain. I'm not sure. But it worked. Okay, the last thing. Sanskars. Very difficult to change. The scientific understanding. I'll tell you a little bit of physics because I'm a physics lecturer myself. So I'll just tell you a little bit. The entire world is purely vibration. Even us. We are vibrations. We are waves. When a wave is sent from a TV station, and it flies over anywhere, or your phone. When you speak over your phone, and the waves come out, the information of your sound is now stored in the wave. Can you see? A physical wave can store information. A physical wave is like a sanskara already. It is storing information. That means this is also storing information probably similar to that, assuming. If you want to change the sanskara, what do you do? It's not something physical. You need to change the wave. Only by changing the wave, the information changes. So when we say burning of the sin, there's no fire or nothing is burnt. But that's Baba's way of explaining to children who don't know science. It's just like when I press the remote, the car door opens. Which means this wave is forcing that thing to change. Which means when I link with God, Baba's wave is forcing this wave to change. But then Baba complains. You are not changing. Why? Because you are not concentrating properly. Your concentration power is not good. So I'm going to show you the technique of concentrating. How? So if I ask you to concentrate on Baba, I'm not sure what you're going to do. Are you going to hold and look at the light continuously? Is that called concentration? You're just looking at the light. That's not concentration. Some of us are doing that. I see in the center in Malaysia. They just look at the light and think they're meditating. No. It's wrong meditation. What is concentration? What gets concentrated in the soul? Now please tell me. What's concentrated? What are you trying to concentrate? Sorry? Sister Gloria? Energy? Yeah. Thoughts are energy. That's what we are. So now if I ask you, can you pick up a thought and make it so concentrated that concentrated thoughts creates energy, like what Sister just said, Sister Gloria just said, that energy is what empowers the intellect. Then you feel like very charged. So if the amount of pure thoughts is really high, the intellect is very clean. A clean intellect is the doorway for powerful amritala. So we're going to try out one exercise. I'm going to ask you to concentrate. Okay, I need volunteers. Just say it. I'm going to start off with one sentence. Right? We're going to do an exercise of creating pure thoughts. Let's do it together and then see how we are doing it. Okay, give me one pure thought. Anyone? Can you give? Sister, would you like to give me a pure thought? Anybody? Anyone? One single thought. Give me a single thought. Sorry? Thank you. I'm a bodiless soul. Let's add a little bit more. I'm a bodiless soul. I'm not a man, nor a woman. Okay, good. Give me one more. Third one. Sorry, I'm a... I'm sorry, I can't get you. Okay, let me finish it. I'm a child of God. Great. Anything else? One more. I'm master, son of knowledge. Can I say that? Can I say that? Is that correct? I'm master, almighty, authority. Can I say that? Let's change the pattern. That's not concentrated. Why? I'm a bodiless soul. The next one was, not man, nor woman. Now think carefully. Is the first thought and the second thought, has it got any connection? There could be. I'm a bodiless, so I'm not man, nor woman, right? Then I went on to, I'm a master, knowledgeable soul. Is that connected? It's a different category of thoughts. Do you know what I'm saying? We started off with, I'm a bodiless soul. But halfway you branched into knowledge. The power is diluted. It is still a pure thought, but it's not concentrated. Because you have branched out into two categories. To have powerful, concentrated thought, keep in the same category. Then, if you're going to talk about knowledgeable soul, keep it line by line. Next line is connected. Next line is connected. Next line is connected. Next line is connected. That's concentrated. But if you say, I'm a child of God, a master, almighty authority, I'm a loveful soul. That's three categories already. Intellect is now trying to arrange them. Power is not built yet. And so your mind will start wandering because there's no power to sustain the thoughts. So if we want to have powerful, concentrated, choose one, self-respect built on the same. However, you will make a mistake. What is that? Watch me. I am master, ocean of love. My heart is full of love. I have love for all the souls in the whole world. Same kind of thoughts. But am I doing it correctly? Am I doing it correctly? I'm doing it wrong. Do you know why? What you say is not going to generate enough energy, it's not going to claim powerful blessings. The reason is, watch how I spoke. I am knowledgeable. So where's my hand going? Is it going, attention going to me or going to my body? When you speak to Baba, you have to be in the same. Baba, I. So in my early beginning days, I used to ask Baba. Baba clearly mentioned one line in the Avyat Murli. Your weakness is I and my. But your power is also I and my. So I'm wondering, what are you saying? Then he finished the line by saying, every time you say I and my, attention goes, that's power. So, ask yourself how you sit and speak at Amritvela. Every time you say, Baba, can you help me? Baba, can you? Can, I, my. Where's your attention going? I don't answer me. Where's your attention going? Correct that. The language is spoken at a lower frequency. Baba cannot give you anything. So that was the answer. 11th of April 1969, Baba is saying, you have to be in the same stage as I am. Avyat stage. I, my, attention. So speak like that. I am child of God. Of course, if nobody is around, I will always do like this to myself. If somebody is around, I just imagine a magical something coming towards. I. It's like a wind suddenly blows. I. Brings attention. Try that. It's very powerful. This is the way to speak. Not in the body conscious way. Try it. So when you sit at Amritvela tomorrow, you've got your plan already. You sit. You speak. Baba, I. My problem. My situation. I am this. This. Bring attention again and again. Same category. Don't branch out the category. Purity. I'm a pure soul. Simple. No matter what happens, my purity cannot be broken. Things will come to challenge me, but I will only have pure good wishes for everybody. Because I am a supremely pure, same like Bab Tata. My original stage is purity. Even if somebody feeds me in negative, I maintain my purity. Purity. Doesn't go. Keep creating my purity. I. This is the way to speak to yourself. Avyat Murli, in Sakar Murli, Baba will say, talk to yourself. But children talk to themselves differently. Talk. I. Talk. So the Hindi word for talking to the self is Simran, I think. I'm not sure. Simmer. Spin. Swadarshan. Swadarshan Chakrati. The five forms is done wrongly. And I ask some students. Because when you say, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I've gone through this, where's your attention? Power is lost. So after a few minutes, you are lost. Your mind is diverted. The five cycles cannot be done anymore because your mind is somewhere else. It's not paying attention. Okay. So, brother, yes. You will be amazed that the power builds. As the power builds in the intellect, the mind becomes silent. After that, it's like just every 1 minute one thought or every 5 minutes one thought. It becomes super still. That's where you can opt to move into the point form. Stay. stabilized as a point in the soul world, and you might experience very nice seed stage. Without that purity, you cannot stabilize yourself in the soul world. We are not pure right now, but we can create a temporary state of purity. A temporary state of purity is what we want to create during Amritvela. How? Powerful pure thought clears the divine intellect. You're ready to get an experience. Because if you don't clear it, it's impossible of 63 births of rubbish. Create a temporary space of purity in the intellect for that moment. That's the method. But once your mind is so still, you can actually branch out to any other category if you want. That's up to you and Baba later. Baba will teach you once you reach there. Or you can ask Baba, Baba, what's next? You think Baba will keep quiet? No, he'll touch you. Create that temporary space of purity inside you. So night, clean it up, this method. Tell your plan to Baba. When you talk to Baba, this is the secret. Attention goes here. Accurate method, instant reward. Okay, good. It's 12:15. I have to stop unless you have a burning question to ask. Yes, sister. Oh, I missed that. Okay, let's take 3 moments. Sanskars are changed when there's a purity. You're in the soul world. Baba's vibration changes this vibration. Second way of changing. Deep relationship with Baba, teacher, Sadguru. Do you know what happens when you have deep relationship with Baba? Do you know who's in front of you? Do you think the one who has come to meet you just looks at you, gives drishti and goes away? When we have deep relationship in the correct method, Baba gives donation of his sanskar to us. This godly sanskar becomes the foundation for copper, iron, and we are so happy, maybe even until the end of Kali Yuga. Why? The godly sanskar are the moral compass which prevents us from making unnecessary bad karma and getting entangled in problems. Deep relationship is exchange of sanskar. Sanskar becomes mine. After that, you stand up from your Amritvela. It feels different because you're seeing people differently, your sanskars changed. Add little, 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 but do it correctly. That's a topic for another time. Okay? I've just given you some beginning ideas. Now, please do not compare my experience with Didi Dadi's. It's just my own experience. You have to create your own. But jump start. Use it as a way to jump from here to another spot. Create your own. Okay, thank you. Om Shanti.